Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. And the southern Russian city of Volgograd is reeling today after another deadly bombing. A crowded train station was hit yesterday, and a trolley car was hit today. The death toll just 6 weeks before the Olympic Games in Sochi continues to rise, and no group has taken credit yet for the attacks. Joining me to discuss the message these attacks send within Russia and to the international community is Nina Khrushcheva, professor in the International Affairs Program at the New School and a senior fellow at the World Policy Institute. She also happens to be the granddaughter of former Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. Welcome back to WNYC, Professor Khrushcheva.
Thank you.
Could you bring us up to speed on these two bombings? There have been conflicting reports on whether or not these are suicide bombings at this point. Is that correct?
Well, yesterday, apparently, there was a suicide bomber. It's so far confirmed. And today, it does seem to also to be a suicide bomber. But another report suggests that maybe it was a bomb that just left in the electric bus. But the latest, I think, I've just followed, it does seem to be suicide bombers that detonated and the entrance into the train station yesterday and the electric bus today.
So Volgograd, formerly known as Stalingrad, is 400 miles away from Sochi, the site of the Winter Olympics. Why is this city being targeted?
Well, it's very symbolic in many ways, although there is no group that claimed responsibility, but the Chechen rebel leader, Dokho Umarov, has been very, very vocal about the Sochi Olympics and how it's a disgrace on the bones of his or his people's ancestors. And Stalingrad was that battle in Second World War that really became the turning point in World War II. It also was very symbolic in a way that it really stood as the great testimony to the Russian strengths to Joseph Stalin and his leadership, who was the Secretary of the Communist Party at the time. And another symbolic significance, not only it represents the strengths of Russia, and so the rebels, if they are the rebels who are in charge of this bombings, the rebels send is that we can attack you at the seat of your greatest achievements. But another thing, and I really think it's important, is that Vladimir Putin, the current Russian president, or the gentleman who's been in charge of Russia for the last 14 years, has been playing with an idea, sort of promising that he will do it and then backing off, but keep toying with it, that he will rename Volgograd, that is the city on Volga, on the river Volga, back into Stalingrad once again, because it was such has such great significance of Russian achievements. And the Chechen people have very difficult relationship with Joseph Stalin. In fact, they hate Joseph Stalin because Joseph Stalin, in order to ensure that his country is safe, or so he claimed, he had this habit of moving nations around. And so he actually took the Chechens from their native land and moved them elsewhere. And in fact, incidentally, Nikita Khrushchev was the one who brought them back. So there's a lot of Stalingrad, Russian superiority connection to that, attached to that city, and that being a hub of various different train routes and bus routes that lead further into southern Russia. That was a very, very significant city to attack to show that the rebels are still at work.
You mentioned President Vladimir Putin. Has he said anything about these latest attacks at this point?
So far, there's been briefings, and I know that the KGB, FSB, sorry, the successor to KGB agency went to went to Volgograd today, and of course, the Russian social media is buzzing. Is that why? First of all, why not yesterday? It already happened. So you need two attacks to go and make efforts to protect your people. And also, what is Vladimir Putin doing himself? Why is he not there assuring the world that Sochi Olympics, as you mentioned, will be 6 weeks away, are safe and good enough? So once again, Russia Russia is really hurting its image by having very slow response to this kind of attacks and this kind of horrific events that happen in Russia.
You mentioned the response on Russian social media. I wonder, there's been so much reporting on the immense security being put in place in Sochi, including limiting who has access to the region up to during the Winter Olympics. Is there a sense among Russians that they're sort of getting this short shrift in terms of security in places like Volgograd while there's this extreme and intense security crackdown in Sochi in anticipation of this international audience?
You just put it. I mean, you put your finger on it. It's exactly what it is. I mean, Sochi is being very secure, so they say, and it really would be, I imagine, would be quite unpleasant to actually attend this particular Olympics, because you really have to be checked and rechecked and ultimately would be not probably enjoyable as much. But it is certainly true that, and it's such a Russian response too. You sort of concentrate all your efforts in one place and you somewhat ignore or forget or don't think it's relevant. There are some other less important places, or you think are less important, Putin thinks less important places. So I don't know. I can obviously, nobody can predict. And I imagine that Sochi Olympics would be safe enough because it really poured a lot of security, which really doesn't speak well for other places. And this double attack absolutely showed that whoever is responsible, and I would imagine that must be Umarov and his people, they're very much on top of this situation, because even if they don't get to Sochi, they have many possibilities and absolute capacity to attack other places that are no less irrelevant for Russia's security, I mean, and generally Russia's reputation and Russian people's well-being, which is much more important.
And one other question about the sort of sentiments among Russians leading up to the Olympics. I mean, there's been so much coverage about the pardons and the releasing of protesters by President Putin recently, including members of the band Pussy Riot and the businessman Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Many saw this as a calculated move by Putin to appease Western critics. What have Russians made of these latest moves?
And Russians feel the same way. It was it was certainly to sort of show that Russia has a human face and Putin is not without mercy. Russians feel that it once again, you know, Russia can claim it's a democracy, even if it's sovereign democracy, as Putin likes to call it, it is a movement, it is a move on action of a czar. That's what czars do. They have no laws, but at the whim of the czar, he can pardon. And it was a very, in fact, brilliantly timed at the time of Christmas, so he showed that he has compassion. And, of course, that also came, this decision came on the hills of various Western leaders suggesting that they're not going to show up for the Olympics, and the more and more calls for boycotts. So it's once again that kind of Russian double-headed eagle, as it is in its coat of arms. It does one thing with one hand and completely destroys that achievement with another. So he did release those advocates against his leadership, but he really didn't fool anybody into thinking that suddenly, and once again use the term from the Khrushchev era, suddenly it's a thaw. It's a Putin thaw. It's not a Putin thaw. It's just a way to buy himself some time and to convince the world that Olympics are not going to be such a disaster as many people have predicted.
Is there anticipation and excitement on the ground for the Olympics despite all of this?
You know, some of it, but, you know, my turf is Moscow. I just came back from Moscow, and I'm actually fascinated by how few Russians really would like the Russians to succeed in the Olympics. I mean, it's really quite unusual. And of course, they immediately brand it as unpatriotic because you have to be rooting for your own country. But Putin is such an eyesore, I think, for all of us. I mean, and I'm talking about those liberals in Russia, which is, you know, about 40%+ of us, so it's quite a bit. And he's such an eyesore that even Olympics that you would like to have your country successful, people almost want to fail because that being Putin's pet project since 2007 would tarnish his reputation, and that's what we're looking for.
We'll have to leave it there with Nina Khrushcheva, professor in the International Affairs Program at the New School and a senior fellow at the World Policy Institute, and also the granddaughter of former Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor.
Thank you.